need them to get places, and fast, in a fast-paced world. But with airport security, lost baggage, and overpriced food, sometimes they just seem to make our lives more difficult. Ours, though, are not the only lives harmed when it comes to the airport built 16 years ago on the island of Chek Lap Kok in Hong Kong. Several species of marine life suffered from water contamination and habitat loss upon the construction of this airport. My name is Jacqueline Rao, and you're listening to WCRN, World Conservation Radio Network. The Indo-Pacific humpback dolphin, locally called the Chinese white dolphin, is one example of the aquatic animals threatened by Hong Kong's airport. This organism, sporting the scientific name Susa chinensis, is a special part of biodiversity in the South China Sea, specifically because of its beauty. Although this coastal species ranges everywhere from the South African coast to the Australian coast to the coast of Southeast Asia, and its appearance varies in each location, unique to dolphins off of China is their striking white color as adults, interrupted only by a few spots or a light pink tinge. Ideally, Susa enjoys the smorgasbord of food offered by its coastal dwelling. It is a generalist feeder, accustomed to the choice of crustaceans and bottom dwellers or high-swimming fish. Although with the exception of mothers and calves, these dolphins do not have long-term relationships, they certainly enjoy the camaraderie of foraging for food in small groups. While doing so, they communicate using several barks, clicks, grunts, quacks, and 17 types of whistles. Their only real predators are sharks and killer whales. Unfortunately, this coastal paradise has been interrupted with the construction of the airport. Here with me is Drew Wren, an international relations student at the College of Worcester with knowledge of Asian affairs. Drew?
Ni hao.
Hello.
Ni hao. What can you tell me about the Chek Lap Kok Airport?
Well, Chek Lap Kok is an island. It's a big airport, so it's just about impossible for the construction to occur anywhere but on the coast.
And Indo-Pacific humpback dolphins are coastal dolphins.
Right, which means that building an airport 16 years ago was bound to harm these dolphins. Construction actually began with the detonation of an area of land, and the explosion had lots of impact on the surrounding marine life. The blast killed any dolphins near the site, the resulting shockwave injured many of the animals' lungs and caused internal bleeding in others.
And the sound? Dolphins use sound to communicate, but also to see, echolocation.
Exactly. The sheer volume of the explosion affects the dolphins' use of sonar, which may debilitate their ability to find food and survive. But the project did more than just this. It also caused a great deal of sewage pollution, which poisons not only our dolphin, but also its food. The most prominent damage was done in the form of habitat loss. The airport now takes up space, space where the dolphins should be swimming and living.
Thanks, Drew. I'll remind my listeners that the airport is not the only human cause of dolphin decline. Overfishing and other types of habitat loss due to contamination or industrialization also occur not only in Hong Kong, but just about everywhere in the Indo-Pacific range. But all hope is not lost. The Hong Kong SAR government has set up various synthetic habitats to compensate for the losses caused by airport construction. Furthermore, non-governmental groups like the Worldwide Fund for Nature also make great efforts for the conservation of this species. Finally, today's donations from concerned listeners like you will go to the conservation of these beautiful dolphins. This has been Jacqueline Rao reporting from WCRN, World Conservation Radio Network. Thanks for listening.